Nigeria's oil production dips, and we look at preparing the workforce for the ever-changing landscape. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ruth Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The K Financial News, and you can find me at Ruth Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. The year 2023 was characterized as the year of the strike, with workers disrupting economic activity in fear of job loss, de-skilling, and the effects of inflation. How can leaders meaningfully accelerate trust with workers today to prevent the strikes of tomorrow and promote greater prosperity for all? Christy Hoffman, General Secretary of the Uni Global Union, speaks to the impact of digitalization of work and what that means for the worker.
Kind of two minds about that, because on the one hand, over the past 10 years, since, you know, there's been a lot of technological change at work with algorithmic management and a whole series of digital changes that have already changed the world of work. So to some extent, we've already seen some things happening. And then on the other hand, Gen AI presents opportunity to really change work, but I don't think we've seen it in action in too many industries yet. We've seen there's a big study about call centers. Of course, there's the creatives, and I'll let Duncan talk about that, how it might be used in those industries. But otherwise, it's still at a little bit of a, you know, try it out stage. And I know the predictions are for, 40% of all job tasks could be affected. But that's, you know, we've heard that prediction 10 years ago in connection with digitalization. So I'm a little bit of a skeptic, but willing to, embrace that that may be true. I think, it will be, it will be big. I don't disagree with that it will be big, but I also would be a little more cautious than saying we're seeing it everywhere, because not so much with Gen AI yet. And I think algorithmic management, it was very intense. There's been a lot of debate about that, but it doesn't really make add productivity. It's really just, making workers go harder and faster. It doesn't really give that augmentative, it doesn't augment the worker in the same way that Gen AI does. So I think it will be bigger than some of the technology we've seen over the past 10 years. But, we still have seen a lot of it creeping in,
right,
in fairly big ways in some industries.
Judith Weiss, Chief People and Sustainability Officer, tackles reskilling of the worker for the new AI-dominated workforce.
And so for me, it's all about, where can we invest in people's capability, so that we can take them with us on that new technological journey, and where can we also, use retirements, etc., to phase out. And I think the more you have tools and practices around really being able to anticipate that and plan for that together, the better. I'll give you a very specific example around AI. We have a methodology that we call NextWork that really helps sites, helps parts of functions, helps parts of the business to project however long they can see, maybe 3 to 5 years, about what does this part of the organization need in terms of capability, what kind of shifts do they see, how much of that do they think they can develop, how much of that do they think they need to buy off the market, and do they see a population going into retirement as well. And there is a business case to that as well. And of course, it relies on the fact that, people are willing to learn, and we will have to do that for 45, 50 years in careers. And this is where technology like AI does put a different spin on things. Shelf life of knowledge is, 5, 10 years? Mm-hmm. So we will need to train that muscle of learning together in a safe place for much more than we maybe ever have done. And the more we can lower the the barriers of doing that and getting into the habit of. The longer you are in a role, the more you probably feel threatened by things that change that role significantly. If you keep on your toes, if you keep learning, if there's an environment that induces that, I think the preparedness for things that come are much, much greater. So we very often talk about resilience and relevance, because very often we just talk about the technical functional skills. We don't talk about the readiness. And I think there is increasingly a realization that we need to invest in skills like learning to learn, adaptability, creativity, collaboration. Those are the things that will equally prepare people for a career that is meaningful and that will keep people relevant for the job market. And quite honestly, if they're relevant for the job market, the likelihood that they're relevant for Siemens is pretty high.
And a quick look at the market. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Cocoa futures resumed their upward trend to breach $8,400 per pound, a new historic high, due to lingering concerns about tight cocoa supplies from West Africa. Dealers said the market experienced some panic due to recent reports indicating that certain cocoa plants in Ivory Coast and Ghana have either halted or reduced processing activities because they could not afford to buy beans. Latest data shows Ivory Coast farmers shipped 1.22 million metric tons of cocoa to ports from October 1st to March 10th, down 29% from the same time last year. Meanwhile, Ivory Coast cocoa regulator said it expects the Ivory Coast mead crop, which officially starts in April and is the smaller of two annual harvests, to fall 33% to 400,000 metric tons from 600 metric tons last year. At the same time, the International Cocoa Organization on February 29th projected that the global 2023-2024 cocoa deficit would widen sharply to 374,000 metric tons in 2022-2023, largely due to unfavorable growing conditions and crop disease. And a quick trip around Africa. Nigeria's oil production dipped 2.2% month on month to 1.36 million barrels per day in February of 2024, and output was up 4.6% year on year from 1.3 million barrels per day in February 2023. Oil production remains robust compared to the past 2 years, however, near-term risks persist. Production gains remain limited in Nigeria's troublesome operational environment, technical and supply disruptions, and persistent security challenges. The expectation is oil production will trend slightly higher throughout the year and for output to rise from an annual average of 1.24 million barrels per day in 2023 to 1.4 million barrels per day in 2024. Manufacturing production in Morocco grew by 8% year-on-year in the fourth quarter of 2023, the most since quarter two of 2021, following a 1% increase in the previous quarter. Growth was primarily boosted by manufacturing of chemical products, automotive industry, information technology products, tobacco, and pharmaceuticals. On the other hand, food manufacturing declined, as well as clothing and furniture. Amid the increasing importance of intra-African trade, 31 countries expected to start trading under the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement by the end of the year. To this end, 54 out of 55 African Union member states have signed the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, while 43 have deposited their instruments of ratification. AFTA is aimed at creating a single market for goods and services facilitated by the movement of persons to deepen economic integration of the African continent. AFTA is the largest free trade area globally, connecting 1.3 billion people across Africa. The agreement has the potential to lift 30 million people out of extreme poverty, and that's expected to boost Africa's income by $450 billion by 2035, while adding about $76 billion to the income of the rest of the world. AFTA is aimed at transforming Africa into the global powerhouse of the future, making it easier for African businesses to trade within the continent and benefit from the growing African market. However, a lack of efficient transport and logistics infrastructure has added about 30% to 40% to intra-African trade costs, thereby stifling growth and hindering progress. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of The K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The K Financial. And you can find me at The Dome.